This is the Midday Market Report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Brian Doherty of Total Farm Marketing for our Midday Market discussion. Brian, a lot of red on the screen for the grains. What are we looking at so far today?
Yeah, it goes beyond the grains market. It goes into the equities in the stock market. It goes into the energy complex. Just a lot of risk off here on commodities. And then it overflows into the livestock as well. The only green I have on the screen is a good upturn in milk prices today. But let's look over at corn first, down 3 to 4 cents in that area there. Kind of what I'm going to call, again, a miss. Now, what does that mean? That means the market had a good push higher late last week. Wheat prices really had a surge. Corn kind of clawed up, and then it kind of tipped over. And it just very kind of non-committal. Farmers are selling old crop. That's an issue. Because of the amount of corn, I think that was unpriced. And then the big picture, and you step back a little bit, you can kind of look at the Safrinha corn and say, well, there's some dry stuff starting to develop and their critical weather is yet ahead, which is true. But at the same time, if you look at the drought monitor map here in the U.S. market, really got a lot smaller. And now some of the farmers that, you know, have been pretty dry are now kind of chased out of the field for a bit. So it's just really hard to find that dry weather angle this week on corn. And then beans just don't have much positive news there. Exports continue to lag. Soybean oil breaking into new lows. And then wheat prices correcting from their surge off about 8 in Chicago today.
Brian, what is the situation right now with what we saw with soybean meal yesterday and how that related to the soybeans in the ag marketplace?
Yeah, sure. So soybean meal today is down about $2.50, but had a really big outside day yesterday, which means the day before trading range was really, you know, was smaller. And it was really quite small on Friday. There wasn't much activity. And then it was off on Monday during the early overnight. So it had a good, strong close. Today looks kind of just the opposite. Had a good surge this morning above the 100-day moving average, likely in covered buy stop orders and tipping back over. I think the problem with the soybean oil right now is there's a perceived demand market, but we're not seeing real evidence that demand is surging. And consequently, that market continues to struggle. It seems to be aligning itself a little bit more this week with the weakness in the energy complex, with crude oil prices off near $1 a barrel right now. World vegetable oil prices remain somewhat volatile, but again, not taking off. And big production of beans out of Argentina and Brazil's exports, combine those two together, it's still more inventory than a year ago at this time.
On the other side of the ag marketplace, not much better news in terms of the prices that we're seeing right now. A lot of red as well for the cattle and hogs.
Yeah, you know, the cattle market kind of got beat up there at the end of March, early April on the whole, I think, part of the African, the flu issues. And then tried to edge higher, but now there's more question on the flu and whether it could actually be, you know, they're going to test to see if it's in beef. I think the market's just cautious and it's defensive. The feeder market is off again today as well. And the live cattle feeder cattle complex, kind of a conundrum. On the one hand, you've got 50-year low supplies and not expecting any replenishment soon. On the other hand, I do think you've got inflationary concerns that affect demand. You've got concerns that the consumer, you know, constantly being chipped away. Case in point, just watching my local news yesterday, our energy providers talking about a pay, you know, another raise to and this time it's because the trees are falling in the storms. So anyway, my point is the consumers kind of get picked away at it. That's my worry in the beef market, Mark.
Brian Doherty of Total Farm Marketing, our guest here today at midday. Brian, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
Well, even though I got a little bit of a cold and a hoarse voice, I'd love to have that phone call, 800-334-9779. That's the best way. And I'm Brian with a Y. We got a couple of Brians here. Otherwise, shoot me an email. Again, Brian with a Y at totalfarmmarketing.com. You can jump on our website, totalfarmmarketing.com. We got a lot of good resources, so we'd love to hear from you.
Thank you for the time. Appreciate it as always, Brian, and have a great rest of your day.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That was Brian Doherty with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next. May corn down 1.5 at 437.75. May soybeans down 16.75 at 1144 even. May soybean meal down $1.80 at $346.50. May soybean oil down $1.44 at $42.25. Chicago wheat down 10¾ at 579.5. Minneapolis wheat down 4½ at 711 even. Kansas City hard red wheat down 17¼ at 626.5. May oats up 11½ at 382¾. On the Merck, June live cattle down $2.12 at 175.02. May feeder cattle down $2.70 at 245.32. May lean hogs down 32 cents at 93.70. May pork cutout down 5 cents at 103.12. Class 3 milk is up 28 cents at 18.36.